Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Mishpatim Toshin Pei Aleph. Okay, we have, there's a pasuk that we're very, very familiar with this year. Anybody's learning Kol Shah? And the pasuk is actually Kodesh Tiyunli. Of course, it's Gzer Shava. I'm Kodesh to Basav Chalav. Ubasav Basav the Treifel Osu Chelu. Kelav Tashlichun Osu. I think we also, it came up a few weeks ago in the Shmuz as well, this pasuk. About the reward for the dogs that didn't bark versus the reward for the frogs that jumped into the ovens. But the pasuk tells us, we know it means that you can get a certain amount of hana by giving it to the dogs. But you have to read, and I think I've been saying over this board every time I've quoted this pasuk over the last few weeks and months for this morning. You have to look, and I heard this on a tape many, many years ago. You have to look in the back of the Mikros Gedolos. You have what's called the Das Zakenim Mivalitosus. And listen to what the Das Zakenim Mivalitosus says, and listen to the Musar Haskel from this pasuk. Now, everybody's familiar with the Mechilta that tells us, I think it's the Mechilta, that tells us that you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't withhold schar from anybody. Even the dogs that didn't bark when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they are rewarded by getting the trefa. Now, again, trefa literally means to tear apart. So this is an animal that was torn apart, which means it didn't have a proper shechita. That, as we know, from Daf Chafei, Nevela, and trefa are somewhat interchangeable. Right, treifa nowadays means an animal that was shechted properly, but it turned out that it was treif, meaning it had some sort of ailment that it wouldn't allow, the animal would not have survived a full year. But here, the treif was referring to an avela that was what? That was torn apart, that wasn't killed with proper shechita, it was torn apart. Now, says the Das Kein Balitosis, I'll read inside, back in the Mikros Gedolos. Me'acha sha'akelav moser nafsho ala treifa. The dog sacrifies itself. Moser Nefesh worked hard to what? To try to protect the treifa. Kishabaz Eilu Torfa. When the fox came, the wolf that came to try to tear apart the animal, Lo Tia Kofui Tova Kenegdo. Do not be an ingrate towards it. Meaning, the dog's job was to protect the flock, right? From the wolf that would come and try to devour and to try to tear apart the cattle, the sheep, whatever animal the dogs were protecting. When you have a treifa, which means, what does that mean? That the fox got in and killed and tore apart the kosher animals that the dog was protecting, right? Go ahead and take that treifa, the nevela, the animal that was torn apart that didn't have proper shechita, and give it to the dog. Why? Why? Because guess what? The dog has been protecting the flock up until now, right? And the dog is going to continue guarding the future cattle that are in the flock. You know what the dog's job is? To guard the cattle, to guard the flock from the foxes. Okay, so what do we see from here? We're just telling you a mahalach in Derech Eretz towards the dog, meaning the dog is what's the dog's job? To protect the flock. Now today the dog didn't do its job. What happened today? Today the dog messed up. Why? Because the fox got in and killed one of the cattle, at least one of the cattle, and this sheep or this cow or whatever it is didn't have proper shechita. Don't punish the dog for messing up that day, for not doing his job. You know why? What about all the times the dog did its job properly in the past? And what about all the times that the dog will do its job in the future? That is, so don't hold it against him. Don't be an ingrate, which is an amazing yisod in life. You know what it means in life? That in life, we have people that help us out in our lives. The people that will help us out in our lives, right? People will help us out and people do help us out. But once in a while, it could happen one time that somebody messes us over. Somebody does something to us that is not ideal. And it messes, you know, it affects us. It negatively affects us. And what's our natural tendency? Is to write such a person off. I'll give you a muscle, right? You have a close friend. And one time, he forgets to invite you to go out to eat one time. So you get upset. And it could lead to, you know, a whole fight. But what you have to do is isolate that incident and recall all the times that he was good to you in the past. And all the times it'll be screwed in the future. There's no question about it. One time the person perhaps messed you over, didn't deal with you properly. But don't lose sight of all the great past and all the great future. I mean, I heard this on a tape. I think it was a tape about Tisha B'Av, about Shalom and peace. If I'm not mistaken, it was from Rabbi Reisman. Or maybe Yaakov Zeh Smith. I forgot which one. I think it was Yaakov Zeh Smith. And he says he knows of two best friends who their families are best friends. They're business partners. They're everything. They're together. They're super close. And then one thing happened, one small thing. And all of a sudden, the entire relationship unraveled. Everything unraveled. Because they didn't focus on this Das Kim Valatosos and the idea of a dog. When something goes sour, slightly sour, don't harp on it. Don't lose sight of all this, all the past beautiful things that people have together, or the future as well. It's such an amazing yisod in interpersonal relationships. A person is in a situation with somebody and he feels like he was wrong, right? Just like the dog didn't do its job that day in guarding the cattle. So the natural tendency is to punish, right? When somebody doesn't do their job properly, that's the day you should punish them. Says the Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not how we do things. What about the past? What about the future? Don't harp on this one isolated incident. Don't let it ruin everything. And that's just an unbelievable lesson. We're so quick to write people off when they wrong us. You know what? People are human beings. And listen, not only that, look at that. That's a human being. And this is even a dog, right? A dog, we say, no. On the contrary, if we have to be this benevolent and forgiving to a dog, right, who has it is an inanimate, you know, is not, it doesn't have seichel, right? Certainly when it comes to a human being, we have to do that. We have to go ahead and give and show them mercy and not get excited, not get too upset. On the contrary, don't be a kofui tov. Now we understand, we understand that hakar satov has played a tremendous role in Yitzias Mitzrayim. For example, right? First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yisro that he would not leave Midian without Yisro's permission. Why? I don't understand. He's going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go save Klal Yisro. Huge thing. Right? Nafshi Chayav, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Yisro took me in when I was a wanderer. I am totally indebted to him. We know that the first few Makos, of course, Dam Tzvadeh and Kinim, right? They're all related to hitting the ground or stretching your hand out of the ground. Somebody sent me that Shaila. Still haven't figured it out, right? It's this Teis Yotcha, which means to stretch. But later, Aaron hits the water and he hits the ground. Like down today and Kedem. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to have a Karsa Tov to the inanimate object. You see the Kalv Tashlichun also is another example of having a Karsa Tov to a Chai, not even a Medaber, right? We also see that we have Pigeon Petach Hamor. Chazal tell us why. Because the donkeys helped us. When each person had 60 donkeys to take all the riches with them out of Mitzrayim, and we have a Hakaras Tov to donkey, we see that Hakaras Atov is a tremendous theme in Yitzias Mitzrayim, and especially to inanimate objects. So if Dessler explains, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is when a person is attuned to feelings of gratitude, even to inanimate objects, it'll permeate his whole essence. He'll become more attuned to having a Hakaras Tov to human beings. And if a person has more Hakaras Tov to human beings, it eventually and inevitably it'll lead back to a tremendous amount of Hakaras Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate feeling of Hakaras Tov. That's what we're supposed to do. We have to train ourselves to have Hakaras Tov, and it can't be blemished. When we talk about midos, we have to channel and perfect our midos to the best that we can, because and actually I'll give you a mashal. Right? I once heard from a big Rav who's like an expert in chinuch. He said the following idea. He said that schools call him in America as a consultant, and he tells them that if they're not serious about the secular studies, if secular studies is a joke, so then he won't discuss with them how to improve the Limudei Kodesh. Why? The pshat is that if you train a person to not be serious about one thing, it's very, very hard to get them to be serious in another area of education. Meaning that once a person is degrading and not giving chashivas to the one thing, so you can't expect a person to have chashivas in other things. Meaning, it's the whole picture. And that, I think, is that's just a mashal to explain that if a person is not serious about a karas tov, inanimate objects, or the people, so then it inevitably won't allow him to have a karas tov to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning the midah about karas tov, midahs in general, have to be as perfect as we can. Obviously, they're a work in progress. But that's what it's telling us. That the reason why having a karas tov to inanimate objects is so important, because you have to have a 100% pure feeling of gratitude to anything and everything you come into contact, in order that it shouldn't adversely affect the things that you, that HaKadosh Tov is a necessity, like for people and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you go ahead and you have feelings that we cultivate feelings of HaKadosh Tov to anything and everything that we get benefit from, so that will train you to have HaKadosh Tov. And that's what you see over here. The point is that our this feeling of HaKadosh Tov, one would say, you know what? Even though the dog, I have to have HaKadosh Tov to my dog that's supposed to guard my flock. Now, who cares about the dog? Number one. Number two, I should have a karas tov to the dog on the day that the dog doesn't do his job. That's the main point of this episode. What? The one day the dog doesn't do his job, I'm supposed to reward him? And the answer is yes. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you have to do. Because in life, not always are things going to go our way. People could be the nicest people in the world, but right? What, right? So the one day the dog didn't do his job, that would be the logical day to say he deserves to be punished. And all that, let me teach him a lesson. Let me teach the dog a lesson. No, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Feelings about Karas Tov and actions of Karas Tov supersede trying to send a message to the dog for not doing his job today. It's a tremendous lesson in life. We have to have a karas tov no matter what the situation is. We can never lose sight of all the past goodness that somebody gives to us and all the potential relationship that could be ruined by punishing somebody that day. Something certainly to keep in mind. And this is an unbelievable, and this is also shows the Chochmas HaTorah. The Das Kenei Bali Tosfos is so intuitive. It's unbelievable. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. First of all, Hashem shows us you don't hold back schar even for a dog. And not only that, listen to this unbelievable thing. Even if somebody messes you up, don't punish him. Don't. Your focus should not be on punishment. Your focus should be on gratitude for the past and gratitude for the future. And if we all keep this yisod in mind of ultimate gratitude, no matter what happens, we'll all be zoched to have tremendous relationships with the people around us, and we'll have shalom, and we'll have like last week's parasha, Yichad Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, and then with Aftos, we will see the Gula Shem Hemenu have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos
and good Chodesh, of course. All the best, guys. Hope to see you next week. Bezus Hashem.
Afil Chanada.
Amen. Shkoyach. Hey, Kotov.
Rabbi.
Hey, Sam. Yes.